Hi there.
How you guys doing?
Happy Tuesday. I'm just doing this. Sorry about that. That's irritating. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are doing well this week. we're trudging through the mud today, guys. I am sensing a lot of darkness in the atmosphere right now. And I'm going to try to explain a little bit about what that is coming at you. And if you're noticing a difference in my look today, I got my tint put back on my glasses, thank God. So ADHD people have to do that because we get headaches because of lighting and stuff. So anyway, computer, stuff like that. So anyway, that's the difference. No big deal. Just a little bit to help me get through. So hope you guys are having a great day today. Want to also thank, before we get started, I want to thank Margaret Roe Couture and Smack Talk Radio. We want to thank you guys for all you do for us. And because we can't do what we do without you. And same with the audience, too. We love you guys very, very much. And hope you're catching the replays. We do the replays now on Tuesdays instead of going live to kind of give you a reprieve from all the voices out there. Hope you're still catching me, though. I hope you're still catching the what the Lord has to say to you, intercessor. But, yeah, we want to definitely thank Margaret. Go check her out. Please go check out all of her beautiful jewelry that she makes. Margaret is actually in Christoph's and Parnovia's on Rodeo Drive. And she's got some beautiful designs. She actually just sold one of her pieces to Stevie Nicks. And so she actually sells to the stars. And she dresses the stars. And so she designs, but actually she designs for people like me too. So she designed this beautiful ring for me, just so you can see. I love my ring. My ring is just, it's a beautiful sapphire and that thing. And so I love it, but you can go check out her pieces and I love it. So she designs for everybody of all styles and all types. So especially for brides, but we want to give you a quick announcement too. Coming up April the 4th at 7 PM, we're going to have Brett J. Starling back. So you're going to go check out Brett. He is an Australian prophet, highly accurate. And he and I are good friends. We talk all the time and everything he prophesies comes to pass. And that's what I'm looking for right now. I'm not looking to be entertained anymore. I don't prophet hop. I don't listen to too many voices because it gets you confused. And so hopefully you're not doing that either, but you're staying and you're being tried and true. So let's come on into the message right now. And I want to explain what's probably maybe hitting most of you. It started last night. It actually started last night because the enemy is really putting up a fight. Matter of fact, today's 15-minute rev is called Trudging Through Obsidian. But look at that stone. It's an obsidian stone. It's an occult stone or darkness. But the Lord says, stay in trust. You're going to stay in trust. And there are no quick fixes to this. You understand that, right? There are no quick fixes to where God is trying to take you. And so it's going to come down to just good old fashioned hard work, intercessor, and you're staying tried and true unless you're under a false leader. That's a whole different conversation for you. Okay. So we'll get to that here in a second. But what is the enemy or witchcraft hitting you with, intercessor? And before we get into that conversation, I'm going to set some realistic expectations. You guys, you realize this is a very different year we're heading into, right? It's a year unlike any other. And actually, even last year, I was dreading it because I knew it was going to come. You know, I just knew it was going to be, it's going to be challenging for some. But we're heading into C2, our wonderful C2. But what is C2? Oh, God, how we love it. Oh, my goodness. C2, if you don't understand the heart of God, God has four chambers to his heart. Chamber one, which is the first 3 months of the year. Chamber two, the second set of 3 months. Chamber three is the third set of 3 months. And obviously chamber four is the fourth set finishing out the year. And within each quadrant, we have the tribes of Israel. First three tribes, second set, third, fourth set. And they actually give us the pros and the cons of each of them, because each of them were blessed by their father. And some were more successful than others, but they're kind of a position piece, if you will, on God's calendar with what happens at certain times of the year, what you can expect, what's going to be occurring warfare-wise. But you don't just have to deal with that as you enter C2. You also have to deal with the fact that you're dealing with the occult now too. So we make a move through Christ and then they counter Christ in you, which means you have to stay abreast of the witchcraft feast, things like that. We try to teach you those things. Go check out our website, ezekiels-wheel.org. And you actually can have privy to that. And we give you a whole training page about it with hundreds of training videos, hundreds of training tools, how to battle witchcraft, because that's our newest best friend these days. And it probably will be until the end of the age. So not really. Jesus is our friend, but that's our newest enemy. That's the tool the enemy's using through Jezebel, because Jezebel is the mother of witchcraft, the mother of religion. So you're going to have to learn how to fight these things, and you're going to have to understand when they operate and activate different tools against you, hence C2. It's April 30th through August 31st every year. Between that point, around July, latter July, you also have the Ninth of Av, which is the narrowing place where the body gets inspected by God, Nehemiah 2:13, to make sure that we have done exactly what the prophet, the priest, the king has told us to do, and all of these other strategic battlefield positions through the tribes so that we can come inside. If you haven't, chances are you're going to, and 3/4 of the church are there. And I know that people are sick and tired of hearing me say these things. And matter of fact, the topic matter today, I think, is it's, I can sense by the spirit that there's so many just exhausted, worn out, tired of looking and listening to information, and tired of trying to find the truth. And I can totally get it. It's actually a psyop on you, by the way. It's to wear you out very purposefully. I really believe this is a trial to see how far they can push you, but also to see and work out the bugs in where they find glitches, where they can't trip you up psyop-wise, to where you don't rise up. And they're going to be doing that in the future, because they've still got a lot of glitches to work out. But the one that's going to be in the future, that's going to be the doozy. But I don't believe this is the end. I don't believe that. I believe that a lot of people are buying into that narrative because they're in the old guard. I believe that they're deceived. I believe that they are staying in a place that's comfortable because God is coming back for a pure, spotless bride, and they don't want to get off their duffs and get free. Because they're so right all the time. And so then they get mad at me for calling them out. And it's like, I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. Matter of fact, I'm here to help you out. And if you just, I can't say what I'm thinking. It's not godly. But anyway, there you go. So here we are. So on this channel, I'm a very blunt personality. I'm double truth. If you've crossed my path, I have to be true to who God made me to be. And there are 4 personalities like me. And within the clock of God, it's in February, in April, May, August, and then again in November, October, November. That's the tribe of Manasseh. So that's the last one. The first one is Asher, then Issachar, and then Simeon. Those are the double tribe months, or double portion months within the tribes of Israel. So you have 4 opportunities per year to get caught up so you can draw near to the Lord. And so there's not really an excuse for people staying the same. There's just not. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's what C2 looks like. So in order to advance then, let me just give you a quick thing with that. In order to advance through chamber 2 of God's heart, because chamber 2 is the most tenacious place. It is the most stressful place of the year, because you've got strange fire being released through the demonic feast, as well as Holy Ghost fire, strange fire versus Holy Ghost fire. And God says, you've got the choice to choose between life and death. Choose life. Choose life. So what's the purpose of the strange fire then in the Holy Ghost fire? The strange fire is to get you off track. Because if you know anything about witchcraft, witchcraft's main objective is to confuse you, or to make you not able to navigate. You can't hear God as well. And matter of fact, that's when I get into the presence of Jezebel, because it's the mother of witchcraft. My red flags go up. And if I can't hear in an atmosphere, I start looking for my Jezebel. Where is she? Where is it? Who's operating in it? And it can be male or female. And then you have to look for your Ahab, because there's always where there's a Jezebel, there's always an Ahab. And Ahab's worse than Jezebel. He's the most manipulative. He lets Jezebel do his dirty work for him. So its main objective then is to lead you into sin and to steal your identity. And that's why we see, thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. That's why we see so many in our society with no identity, male and female. And I was talking to another podcast, a speaker by the name of Creatrix, and I'm referring, he helps me out. He's in Denmark, and go check him out, by the way. He's on Rumble. But he was talking to me about how Jezebel has so neutered our society and feminized both male and female, mainly the men in our society, all around the world, as a matter of fact, trying to make us gender neutral or more accepting of perversion to where, like Jezebel does. Jezebel witchcraft is in it, everything. So Jezebel brings in the spirit of perversion with it, and it tries to get you in a bed of sin. Basically, also, if you know, if you sleep with that thing or you mess with a Jezebel, you sleep in a sick bed. You know that, right? Right? Because it leads you into hell. So there you go. But that's its main objective, is to steal your identity. And if you don't comply to people who operate in that thing, they will try to beat you down through narcissism and gaslighting. Same in the church. It's everywhere. And so it's why everybody's so sick these days. So why would we think God wouldn't want us to get free? And he's coming into for deliverance ministry. Why? It all makes sense to me. So anyway, okay, so that's C2. But what we are currently experiencing and seeing as of last night, we saw it come in the spirit, and I heard the word obsidian, the spirit of obsidian. So I looked up the word obsidian online, and it's used for witchcraft, scrying. It's used with spells, laws, and magic. And it brings in deep darkness. And it was funny because in the vision that I saw was all this black smoke coming in all around us, and everything got real dark. And it's been kind of tough, but the Lord told me, he said, if you just trust me during this week, all of this is for all you intercessors too. If you'll just trust God this week, God says, I'm about to help you. This is for healthy intercessors only. No matter what country you're living in, Lord says, if you will trust me, I'm about to guide you through and in. And I'm going to guide you through this darkness, and I'm going to endue my true bride with might from above, mighty power from inside. You got to trust him though. So even though it's going to be kind of hard for you to hear and discern this week, remember, your faith has nothing to do with your feelings, has nothing to do with your gifts. Your gifts are just on loan to you. And a lot of people are like, oh no, Missy, they're irrevocable. True. That's true. But you don't get to take them with you when you go back to heaven. If you make it there, you don't get to take them with you. They're gods. They are gods. He equipped your vessel in case he chooses to flow through you. So is that you? Hopefully. Pardon me. So as God brings us into C2, God's saying what's really going on around you is to help you get set apart within God's heart as he starts you into the C2 season. This is the healthy bride. So he's even bringing in a deeper divide between the bride and the fake church. And I think it's amazing to me, and it makes people really mad. It makes them get real hot at me, these leaders. Because everybody's got this, to me, this milquetoast, not everybody, but some of these leaders have this milquetoast, milky mercy. And I love mercy people, but it's the fake mentality that, you know, if you're not doing and serving God as I see, then you must be wrong, without realizing the new thing God is doing with the new movers, and that he's trying to teach us to tell time again. That's what his main objective is. Well, what does that consist of? That consists of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the cosmos. Where's the bride seated? beside Christ in heavenly places. But we're dealing with a lot of Jezebels now who are stuck in this three-fourths of the church because they won't get free. And so what they're doing now, they're the old guard, and they're trying to be act like a spirit of Pharaoh. And now Moses is coming in, and he's like, you better let my people go. You better let God's people go, says the Lord. I'm fixing to smoke you. And that's what's happening to them now. They're losing firepower. They've been put on a shelf. And so, you know, it's just amazing to me the level of arrogance I'm seeing in some of these people who think they're so right, but I'm getting ahead of myself. And I'll let you discern that for yourself as we talk about this topic matter today. But we're now, if you know anything about what tribe we're operating in, we're now in the tribe of Naphtali. And so you're going to need to go research that tribe of Israel in order to find out her strengths and weaknesses and in order to get them off of you, deliverance ministry, too. But the key, what I'm finding the key for this season is, and I'm finding it started 2 weeks ago, too, is that God is doing we've stepped into a deep heart work of deliverance now, where he's making room for himself, the deep love of God. The deep love of God. That's what's going to bring in the higher firepower. And so you need to go deep. You need to go deep into the matters of your own heart and let God deal with the deep hurts. And by the way, I said this the other day. Do I have that book here? Yes, I do. I told you this book the other day by Rick Renner, and he's a phenomenal pastor. I like him a lot. This is an anointed book. This is very anointed. You can get over it. You need to go grab that. I think it's a key for the sour to help the body get through. And regardless of what's going on around you, regardless. And I don't know what it is about the freaking church not wanting to get free. And they treat deliverance like it's, I guess they treat it like they do going to counseling. And remember when counseling used to be looked upon, oh, you would never want to do that. No, you don't want to tell anybody you do that. That makes you crazy. It's got the stigma. They've like got the stupid stigma attached to it. And that's the devil, by the way, because the devil wants you stuck with him. He wants as many people stuck in sin as he possibly can, so he can get you caught up in the falling away. That's what we're heading into. Remember, this is a trial run. God's just, and I believe God's allowing it to happen to see who's who. He's trying to show us who's for me, says the Lord, or who's against me. He's trying to say that to you. Are you for me? Or are you against me? So it's a good thing. I think it's always a good thing when we are honest with the Lord. And actually, the key to moving quickly through the Spirit these days is deliverance ministry. But what does that look like? Because that's actually my expertise. So obviously, I'm going to be really passionate about it. But because I know it's a key, because I know it's a fast track somewhere. It actually allows you to skip levels. Did you know that? See, a lot of you leaders don't know that. And if you take your flocks through deliverance ministry, and I put the video up, it's called Deadly Charge. Go check out that series we did for you guys. It's $8.99 for your whole church to learn to get free. It's a series we did professionally for you guys, and it's chalked with major, major keys. Major keys of how to skip levels, how to get your entire body free. God has so done a work in this ministry and all the people groups here and our people that I'm astounded at what he's done. And regardless of how I feel right here, right now on this level, you too, because there's darkness. It's that spirit of that spell of obsidian. And its main objective is to get you so like, oh, downcast. And that's witchcraft, fear, doubt, unbelief, discouragement, depression, helplessness, despair, to get you with deep darkness around you. And it's like, these people can go blow. They have zero power. The occult has no power over you. Matter of fact, let me just share this. Father, through the power and authority of Jesus Christ on my life, I object to all these word weapons they use. Father, you said, if it's not you, it has to fall to the ground. Lamentations 3, 30, 70, 38. All their structures, Father, go after the structures. Pull the linchpins out. Deuteronomy 6, 9 through 25, nullified. 1 Corinthians 1, 19 at times. Psalms 33, 9. Just like that, it's gone. Just like that, I feel it all around me. All the darkness broke. So all these crazy people can, you know, they act like this is something else I want to put out here too. And this is the one beef. And I know not everybody's alike. There are bad apples in every bunch. I get that. My dad taught me that. But It is amazing to me how the church, those in the church, the sick part of the church, I'm not going to call them the church. I call them the fake church, will die for a lie. They will die for a lie because they're so afraid of what the new might bring them into. I really believe they're afraid of themselves. I really do. I believe they're afraid thinking, well, if I just stay in this place and keeping my head in the sand, then nobody can blow my whole world wide open with all the hurts I've been through. Well, guess what? You're holding yourself hostage too. And you're letting the devil use you against you. Not to mention, possibly if you're a leader, your whole church. Because what happens to the head trickles down like the oil in the beard of Aaron. Whole mentality of being like a chicken or a camel with your head in the sand, thinking, if I can't see you, then it must not be true. God sees you. He's omniscient. He's with you with your head in the sand. He's looking at you saying, I see you. You can put your head down. You can run, but you can't hide. So, I mean, it's just this, I think it's this thing where people have that they don't want to deal with psychological issues. And it's prevalent. It's showing up in every area of their lives, every area. So why would you want to live sick? But then we look at society, look at this too. So that's depressing. Let's move on. But like the old guard church, this is what's got them stuck, intercessor. And some of you old guard church sheep might be saying, oh, but Dr. Missy, how can you care about those being, how can you not care about those being stuck in these places? To which I'd have to respond, it's not that I don't care, but almost all the sheep I've interacted with who are stuck think that they're hearing God. You do. You think you're hearing God. So in God tells me to be at peace with all men. That's the word, right? A lot of you leaders are preaching that. And that's in Rick Renner's book, by the way. It's in Rick Renner's book, Be at Peace with All Men. So why do I want to fight you over doctrines? Because I have no interest in that. I have zero interest. And nor the time to fight, because who wants to fight with demons that people are held captive with when they defend their right to stay stuck to them? That's what you're doing with your head in the sand. You're defending your right to stay stuck. So why bother? That's right. If you don't care, I don't care. That's what God's saying to you in this hour. So don't get mad at him when things start going south on you, and because time always proves itself true. Trust me, when God tells you a thing and he tells you, this is what I'm going to do, and you're staying stuck back here in your little bubble reality thinking, oh no, this is going to bypass me. If I don't acknowledge it, it won't touch me. It's already sneaking up on you. And it makes me question, how stupid are you? That's just dumb. So what's the point though? What's the point? And so it's a waste of time unless that sheep has determined themselves with God and have stepped into the trust test, which can bring them back into the divine. So I think a lot of these people have kind of asserted to themselves that, you know, I don't know if I want to pay that price in order to come inside as the bride, but think about the price you're going to pay at the end. Think about that price where you're going to hear, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, I don't know you. You didn't get cleaned up too. You didn't do what I ask of you. You just do what you do. So no, depart from me. I don't know you. And then you spend an eternity separated from him. So you go figure that out, Mr. and Ms. Know-it-all. You go figure that out. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just going to focus on those who want to be true. So here we go. Let's go to the conversation. The occult are using spells, laws, and magic, rites, rituals, and ceremonies against you to bring the obsidian crap in. You need to break it all off. And you need to come on through, which brings me to Numbers 4:1-5:31, which is talking about new strategies for battle, because in this new place, we find ourselves stepping into, it feels like you're trudging through the mud. And that's part of the test this week that God's had to step into. Remember, you're not going to look at what you don't sense or don't see. That's part of the trust test, because you know what God's told you, intercessor. Remember, your faith has nothing to do with your feelings. It has nothing to do with your gifts, but everything to do with what God spoke to you. That's the whole guts of your test. And you need to break off demonic realities, collapse them. Numbers 14:9. They consist of governmental orders, court orders, motions and pleadings, codified. Any of these things that have been codified. And then you need to ask God to break them off, nullify them. 1 Corinthians 1:19 and time, Psalms 33:9. Okay. And just stay in joy. Pray for joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Because the devil can do whatever he thinks he's going to do, even through evil people. You know, my dad just always told me this. I was always such a really quirky kid. And I'd go home because I feel like I was always misunderstood by people. And it's because I hate explaining myself. I absolutely hate explaining myself. I don't explain myself away to people even today. I think that's ridiculous, because if you don't want to get to know somebody, then why bother? Why would I want to bother you? But, and that's for anybody, if you want to be true about that. So, and that's what we're dealing with in the church. That's what we're dealing with in society. People are walking, talking contradictions in that they say, do as I say and not as I do type of mentality. So what they're doing is they're teaching people to be just as judgmental of each other, which is a sin. God says, judge not, lest you be judged. And we used to be a society that looked within. We used to be a society that could discern people's hearts, and we knew not to judge the book by the cover. But we don't live in that same society anymore. So I was going to my dad about this, and my dad was so blunt, man. And he didn't have any, it was nonsense. He thought this stuff was nonsense. And he cut me off and he said, Missy, I was telling him all my woes. Oh, Dad. And he's like, quit feeling sorry for yourself. Missy, there are bad apples in every bunch. And I said, that's all you're going to say. I was expecting him to join me in my pity party. See, that's another thing we're dealing with right now. God is not going to join you, fake church, in your pity party. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. I don't have any firepower anymore. God said, I warned you for 5 years. Did you listen to me? So that's tough love getting honest with you. Did you see what I see? Did you get free from you when I offered freedom to you? Did you do that? No, most of you wanted to stay stuck because you are your own God. You don't want to submit to a power greater than yourselves. You think you're okay. So we're seeing right now, what we're seeing is a whole new group of people that are like a big block in the spirit, and they're getting mad because anger is a symptom of the fear they're operating in now because they can't draw near. But for those of you who did, there are new strategies for battle in this hour. Numbers 4:1-5:31, it says, there will always be times during a battle that soldiers either get, check this out, more focused, and sometimes it causes battle hardness, which can be bad, or battle weary. They get more focused or battle weary. You want to be careful and don't get battle hardened. That means you're getting hard-hearted. You want to stay in love, but you definitely need to get more focused. You have to make yourself get more focused on the prize. So you have to tune out everything on the outside and keep your appointments with God. Keep your prayer time appointments, stay in the same regimen. If you're seasoned, make sure you're tithing. Make sure you're tithing. God says, I'll hold back the hand of the devourer. That's part of that strategy. And it's also to fill up your barns. It's a blessing for you in the front of that scripture, but in the back is what you should be focused on. And then you're going to start asking God for his strategies and how to get you into higher levels of strength. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when I know what God's getting ready to do for me, that gives me a lot of joy anyway. So I'm getting hyper-focused on that. I'm not looking to the left or the right. And I'm not getting distracted by less mature sheep. I know they've got to be getting battle-weary too, because if I am, it's happening to them too. But this is why God's been trying to get us inside the past 5 years, because he knew this was coming. He didn't ever waste his time. He doesn't. And nor does he want to waste his soldiers' time when they're listening. He says, you do this, you get this. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. That's the blessings and cursings. If you do this, you get this. But he's telling you as a prophetic act, he's the lead prophet. He's the lead teacher. He's telling you, do this as he leads you into battle. That's what he's doing right now. If you've got the king with you, that's why you learn to get the king's decree. God, what do you have to say about a thing? Because a king never sends his troops into battle alone. And guess what happens to people who don't get free? They don't get more of God. They don't get more of the king. So they have zero firepower. Okay, we'll stop that. So, sorry, pardon my voice. But if you know anything about the king, if a king always goes into battle with his soldiers, that's God's presence on your vessel. And it's about what 3/4 of the church aren't even prepared for now, because they still are stuck under an apparatus of death where they can't even fight effectively because God isn't in that spirit. That's a spirit of religion. Thou shalt not have any other gods but me, says the Lord. That's idolatrous thinking. It's idolatry. It's you serving another G. It's the devil, because you refuse to get free from you. So you've got several masters in there. And whichever spirit you submit to is the spirit that flows through you. You realize that, right? So if you've got demons in your bloodline, demons that you haven't been delivered of yet, I'm so sorry. You are listening to many voices and you think it's God, even you big leaders. And a lot of people are following you. And I'm like, oh no, none of their words are coming true. No, not anymore. I'm coming out and I'm going right on through. And I'm not focused on them anymore. I'm just not. I'm getting through my door. So let's think about this. Let me just say this. How effective would it be for a soldier to show up on the battlefield of life without proper instruction or the most current fighting skills that it took to win the battle? And why would God do that to us? Because I don't know about you, but the God I serve is true. And he has proven himself every bit true as he's brought me through. I'm bragging on him. I'm so bragging on him right now. Because in the past, all my life is, for a matter of fact, everything that God's told me to do, my whole life is a prophetic act. So everything he has me do is leading me through and into the new. Everything in all aspects of my life. If I'm listening, if I'm prepared and doing what he's telling me, that makes me prepared for battle, or the having the most current fighting skills. And so the apparatus of religion then, I hate this stuff, it's witchcraft. Apparatus of religion sets soldiers up to get killed or defeated. It's empty. There's no substance to it. There's no power behind it. And so these soldiers get stuck for the hour they're trying to survive within. If you know anything about life structure, see, thank you, Holy Spirit. We are not going back to the old church anymore. That's a death structure. And God is in the process now of creating a new structure for the true bride. It's a structure that allows her to abide inside. It's a safe place, a safe haven. Remember, he told the 10 virgins and only 5 got in. He said, you're going to come into the supper of the groom, the supper of the lamb. If you're waiting for the groom and you're keeping your lamps lit, pardon me, please. But these people who aren't prepared and they're defending their right to be wrong, they're defending this death apparatus because it's all they've known all along. God's like, you're defending death. And I told you to choose life. And just because it feels right, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. Could it be? I'm going to challenge every single one of you right now, even you leaders. Could it be that everything you thought you knew about the king is skewed? See, because perception is reality. So if you're listening and you were raised underneath doctrines of demons and traditions of man, could it be you're not living in God's plan? Could it be that that's what scares you about a new reality? And that's why you won't step into the new, because you're so afraid that this is all you've ever knew. This is all you ever knew. And it makes you feel so uncomfortable that you won't even deal with you. And if you would deal with you, you would have your eyes open to what was true. You wouldn't feel afraid of walking into the new. So you make room for God. And so you get rid of you, you get rid of your flesh, and you start seeing God's best. And you start seeing, oh my God, what was I so afraid of? Oh my gosh, it was here all along. It's right in front of me. Yeah, it's a holy reality. And so we live from faith to faith and glory to glory, but we have to make room for the King so he can go into battle with us so we can see. And we know which way to walk. We know which way to go through doorways against, away from opposition. Wow. But the others operate in a mindset of death. And all God's trying to bring them into is all truth to where they can get mental fortitude through him, through Christ, by helping them to come unto his spirit where all power resides. It drives me bananas, absolutely bananas, because some will fight for their right to die in this false structure, this false thing. This drives me nuts. Listen to what I'm getting ready to say here. Acting like a martyr while overlooking their sin. Acting like a freaking martyr. And they're no more a martyr than the man on the moon. It's like they're acting like they're a hero and they're really a zero. And it's like, good Lord, get over you. That's arrogance and pride, true and true. Just like the devil. Just like the devil. That's why they act like the devil. So as though they were so righteous. And only to find out at the end that they didn't even know Christ. So all their suffering was in vain. They put themselves through all this crap that they're getting ready to go through and have probably already been through in vain for nothing. And all they had to do was get rid of themselves. So they made room for him too. We get rid of us, so we make room for the Spirit of God, which prepares us for C3, which prepares us for the inspection place of C3. That's in latter July, usually the 9th of Av. Hopefully that's you. And so what we see on these people, and I'm not dogging them, I'm not trying to flog a dead horse here, but I'm just going to drive my point home. What we see then is these people fighting for this death apparatus, living superficially outside of love, when true love, God is love, could have helped them the whole time. The whole time. That is just stupid. It's called a stucca on a stupido. A stucca on stupid. Are you a stucca on stupid? I'll leave you with that. So, okay. You know, and it's funny. You can turn off a bad song on the radio, man, but you can't turn off the truth. Because God will follow you until you cry uncle and realize what you've gotten yourself into. And so this leads us back to Numbers chapter 5. I'll get back on topic here, but I always was on topic. But God is talking about how we defile ourselves by the things we allow around us. When we choose to go back to hell, like Israel tried to do when he had them cross the Red Sea and they got into a wilderness wandering, which is where the devil wants you and me. He wants us to go back to the old by and by, which is what I see right now, by the way. I see people thinking they're going back to old behaviors, like they're with these unrealistic expectations of some of these good leaders. Like they expect these good leaders to be their pastor, their evangelist, their prophet, teacher, apostle. They expect you to be all things to all people. Why do you think they have leaders in place, sheep? I'm going to tell you to get over you. Get over your immature you and quit being so self-focused. This isn't all about you. And this is even in the healthy side too. That's the old apparatus you're speaking about. And you're going back to Egypt with those expectations. That's that death structure. And they do place those selfish expectations on their leaders. The new bride, this new team, this new structure God's raising up is team-oriented. Where people dwell together in unity, God is there. You can accomplish a lot through a team mindset. And you learn to work together in love. You learn to follow the Lord in love. And you learn to listen to the prophets in love. And you're in order. Your body's in order. and you become a smooth running engine in love and a force to be reckoned with from above. But this immaturity, this immature crap that I see, and it is crap. It is just like, you just want to slap some of these people. It's like, you need to get over your selfish little self. The whole world doesn't revolve around you. And because you're acting, it's part of the things in the residue of Jezebel. And some of these people, you need to get rid of the Jezebel. That's the fear in you thinking it. I really believe it kind of stems from people not being sure of themselves and not having a full identity. And then they run into people like myself with a type A personality. And we're just like, what? I'm just like, what? And it's like, go away. I mean, not to be mean, but yeah. It's like, this is so childish. And God says, I'm coming back for a mature, spotless bride. It's coming back for a mature bride, a bride who is focused on kingdom. And she's focused on him, not self-focused. She's focused on him, but she's also hyper-focused, maybe, to where she's taking full responsibility. She takes self-responsibility. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I was trying to say. But it's like being in a class. I told our teams this today. If you were taking a class at the end of the day when you're tested, who gets that grade? Not Johnny next to you. You get tested for what you've said you used to do or knew. You get tested in these things. So you get to take responsibility for that grade. Whatever you put into that thing is what you're going to get out of it. Hey, there you go. Let's move on. So we're in a battle for our souls right now. And so if the truth be told, the truth of God's reality hit me, where God has shown me that not everybody is who I thought they would be or are. And so that's kind of hard to wrap your head around to me. And for the people not listening, they're still stuck in their own sin with the mentality of two wrongs make a right or two birds of a feather flock together, where when one of those birds begins to see the light of God's truth, then all the other birds begin crapping all over that one actually who's actually seeing the Lord, because these birds are being lied to and they'd rather live a lie and stay in that spirit of death structure, that death, than come inside. But I'm going to tell you, don't crap on me. Don't be doing that stuff. I carry an umbrella. Don't be doing that. I'll call you out. But I'm not going to live your life with you. I'm not. And why do you think this podcast is so blunt? So for the people who are just tired of dealing with people who want them to live a lie with them, we're not feeling it anymore. We're just not. I don't feel you. I don't. And I'm not willing to not say something about it. I feel led to call it all out to help the body start getting free. And it really shovels up a lot of, you know, what-y up to the surface, and it starts rising. The crap starts rising and people get mad. Oh, you're stirring up strife in the body of Christ. No. You came to the 11 o'clock hour. I'm in the tribe of Manasseh. I'm a double portion of truth. So you cross my path for a reason so God can deal with you. Don't run away and start making excuses for what you do. God brought you here to get you free so you could be a better version of heaven's reality. Unless you choose to go back to Egypt, which some people do, and they forfeit dynasty. They forfeit it all too. So bottom line, I've already said that, is that coming out of hell starts with you. So then you can come on through as a priest and a king, and God can use you to deliver many. Is that you? And I think it's so funny. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was dealing with this a couple weeks ago with our teams where, and I thought it was just our own teams, but it really seems to be the whole body of Christ. I think that so many, because you don't feel as significant by yourself as you do in a whole group corporately. I think a lot of people kind of think that way. But some voices, if that's you, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. And you might not think you're that important in the spirit battle-wise, but in today's world, every voice counts. You understand that, right? The voices, the more voices of truth we have standing up, the more God can shut the enemy up. He can shut them up through you because people know what they do. People know when they're in sin. And if everybody's afraid to call them out, if they'd called Hitler out, we wouldn't have had all that crap come in. So when are people going to get some backbone and quit being so afraid of rocking the boat? Why do you think I keep coming back on this podcast? Because I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to say what God told me to say. Because I love people. And I know somebody, even if it's not like the whole wide world, but a few of you are coming out and through and you're waking up, coming out of this dismay. And by the way, I've gotten a lot of emails from you. I want to thank a few of you for emailing me and having the courage because I really appreciate you. And although I may not write you personally, I really, really want to thank you for encouraging me and just sending stuff to me. I read it. I read it. My EA gets it first, but I see it. I do. I just don't have time to respond to every one of you. But I do want to tell you, you know, your voice matters. Your voice matters. You matter. You matter. Even if you're just like, well, I'm just sitting here trying to be a sheep. You know, I'm just trying to serve the Lord. I say, good for you, man. Good for you. Yeah. We need you too. We need mercy. We need truth. And I have both, obviously, hopefully, in my ministry too. And this, it's not mine. It's actually God's, but, we need both sides. I think everybody can leave their mark on the world. You can leave your mark on the world. And God has shown me that over and over again, where people told me in the past, even sit down and shut up. And the church has got that bad. I'm not the person you tell that to, by the way. I am not. I will speak up and I believe in order. I understand hierarchy very, very well. I understand politics too, and I hate them. I used to work for a sitting governor before he became president. So don't think I don't see the cutthroat of politics, and I don't know how to do it. I just choose not to. But I see what you do, and I'm going to tell you to go blow because I'm not like you. But I do see what you're trying to do and saying with your little religious mindset, saying, we tell every one of our women that, sit down and shut up. God doesn't use women in the church. And I'm like, go blow. Go get your butt and read your Bible. You look like a ding dong. And you obviously don't know what you think you know. Because if God used Abigail, he used Deborah, a mighty judge, then who are you? Just like the devil told, or the demons told some of those men who were trying to act like they knew Jesus. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And a lot of you are losing firepower now. So you're not exactly true. And you don't know everything you think you do. But this hypocrisy that you've been operating in, it stops. Because God's calling you out today. And Lord says, I'm holding you accountable for everything you say. My servant's saying everything I've told her to say. And I'm doing this today. I never thought this would come up, by the way. I never did. And whenever he rhymes, I'm sorry about that. But that's what happens when he shows up. But that's what he's saying. So can you want me to say that too? The Lord says to tell you this too. For all of you hypocrites out there, you hypocritical leaders who actually have the audacity to come and try to dog the truth prophets, even if we're female. And the Lord is saying, had you done your job, I wouldn't have had to go to the next vessel who was willing. Oh my. Own your crap. And don't you bring that into my camp. Don't do that. Because I'm doing what he asked me to do. And my heart is to see many, many, many get free. Even if you don't want to. And see, my question and what I'm sensing right now is that a lot of you have sensed that you've lost it. And you did. Not my fault. Own it. That's being accountable and being mature. But God's making us start taking responsibility these days, because this is the darkest place that we're having to step into, and people are tired of dealing with it. Okay, let's get on. I'm sorry to flog that dead horse, but this is why we see profit hopping all over the place, because people want a quick fix. And so if God's called you to a part of the body to help grow with your gifts, stay there until he moves you, because you don't want to get in trouble with him, which leaves us to the religious always wanting to fight. I got to speed this up. I've got about 10 minutes here. Wow, nine. So the religious always want to fight. They wanted to fight with Jesus, like the Sadducees always wanted to fight with the truth in Jesus, because they were so arrogant that they actually thought they had the truth within them. Oof. And yet he was standing right in front and they still didn't see him. My God, when Jesus is standing right in front of a lot of you, and he is for some of you, and you're so blind by your own arrogance and pride, God's saying, I can't speak to you. I can't get through. I can't get through, because you have bad heart conditions. And so how many times have we had the truth staring us in the face, and we were so stupid that we caused God to allow suffering to drive us out until we began to see true grace? I don't get it. I don't get it. But this is what these religious zealots did. They were absolutely treasonous traitors, because I think that some of them knew Jesus was real. I think they saw the miracles. They saw the signs, wonders, and miracles, yet they didn't want to give up their old system. They'd become accustomed to the monies their old system brought in, taking advantage of innocent people who really wanted to be changed from within. And what happened then is happening now. There's no difference. Which brings us to Psalms 48, 1 through 14. You need to think about where you want to be. You either want to be like them, the Lord says, you want to be like me. So you need to understand, we all need to understand something while God's walking us through this test. Because testing, just like the test you take in school, it can become stressful. Would you not agree this test has been stressful for some of you? It has been for me. It's been stressful having to learn about God, having to learn about me, having to learn how to trust again. It's a trust test, right? And so we're put into place to see who's who and who's going to step up into the new levels of grace and who's going to stay the same. That's what this is all about. And I know when he told me that, I thought, God, this is a whole lot, man, to go through. And I'm not trying to complain. Forgive me, Lord. But it's like, God, this is a whole lot just so you can see who's who. But when you're tired of people taking from your hand but not wanting to know your heart, people are users in this day and time. And I've never seen that more than I see in the body of Christ. That's why God referred to these people as users and losers. They use, they only come and they take, they profit hop, they take from his hand, and then they go on to the next fix, thinking it's going to bring them a quick fix or a power pop. That's what they're looking for. They just want the power. They're power grubbers. And God said, not this time. Not this time. This time, it's going to cost you to come into the divine. It's going to cost you. If you want what's mine, says the Lord, you're going to get rid of you. And you're going to make room for me. And I'm going to inspect you every time you come around this part of kingdom yearly until you enter in. And if you don't, then you get what you get. You stay the same. There's butterflies all outside my window. That's awesome. So this new level is really trying, just like God said it would be, because we're seeing spiritual walls narrowing in order to bring us up higher, to make our minds more Christ-like. We're entering into the mind of Christ like that which is in Christ Jesus. But you have to ask yourself this question. You have to ask yourself, honestly, you have to ask if you really want a holy reality or an unholy reality, because he'll give you either one. You choose this time. You choose, because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. But you get to choose. We all get to choose, because for 3/4 of the church who are choosing not to come in, pardon me, what I'm seeing is that their future is beginning to look grim. And what awaits us in the next few months, God says, for the bride, it's going to look like it's going to come and touch you, but the Lord says, I won't let it touch a hair on your head. That's what he's saying. But these people get mad. They get, which is a symptom. Anger is a symptom of fear. And I have to ask them again. If you're three-fourths, if you're in this group, if this is where you find yourself in, if you're getting mad at me as a voice on social media, if you're getting mad, I'm going to challenge you today. For one, a lot of you have never sat down and had a conversation with me, and to know me is to love me. I'm hilariously funny. I like to have fun. I love the beach. I love to read. I love to study. I love to get to know people. I absolutely love to help people if they want to help themselves. And that's the key. And that's the way I've been raised by parents who taught me, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And so I can talk to you all day long about the truth, and you can argue about what you think, but I'm not going to argue with demons. I'm not. I had one show up on my front porch one time and went to my friend, Pastor Linda, and she said, I sat there and I was going on and on and on. And Pastor Linda finally said, she said, Missy, why do you argue with demons? And I thought, I thought, oh, that's what that was. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. So you have to look at what's currently going on around you. And I don't believe we're living in the end times again. I believe that this is just a bunch of evil people doing what they do to see how far they can push us into deeper darkness, or either by you participating in what God says is true, and you're going to rise up and let him rise up in you. Because he's looking for kingdom. He's looking for kingdom warriors. People who say, this is what God said. Boom, it comes to pass. And I believe that a lot of the reason we're not seeing a lot of the prophetic words come to pass right now. And this is what the Lord told me. For all prophets listening to this, I love you. And I wish you'd call me. Call our number. 512. I think it's, I'll give it to you if you want to talk to me. If you want to talk to me, I would love to talk to you. Here, you can call this number. Yeah, he's going to kill me, but maybe it's 512-689-1740. Call me. I'd love to discuss my point of view, but I do believe this. The Lord showed me the other day, the reason why the prophetic words aren't coming to pass over the nation is because a lot of these prophets haven't gotten deliverance. And so they're prophesying half truths. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. But to them, because it seems, they seem like they're aligned, but nothing's coming to pass. And he showed me this in alignment with my other prophetic friend who's not even well known. And he prophesied and it came to pass the very next day. And everything else he's prophesied is just pop, 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 pop. And the Lord said, he told me, he said, you noticed that? And I said, well, yes, sir. He said, his heart is true. His heart is pure to me. So it's not him speaking to you. It's me, says the Lord. So it's the Lord. It's the true king's decree. So I'm seeing the difference already. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. This is what's happening to us right now. No wonder the America is getting so disheartened, or the world is getting so disheartened. So you got to make room for him. You got to make room for him. He's going to bring you on through. But when we allow heaven into our soul, we allow God's glory to reside. And God's faithful to take care of those who say they abide. And if we're faithful enough to keep serving him when we don't understand what we've entered into, then he's going to be faithful and true to you too. Because he's just like that. God, if he tells you something, he's going to finish what he said he would do. Again, your faith has nothing to do with your feelings. You're in a trust test. You need to learn how to step up out of this other mess and get rid of those things in your own heart. Deal with your heart. You're making room for him in your heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Which brings us to Proverbs 10:26 as we wrap this up today. And it states that as vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are sluggards to those who send them. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, that's an irritant, so are sluggards to those who send them. Meaning, if the bride's doing, this is my opinion, but if the bride is doing what God has told us to do, and then we have a lot of sluggards sitting on the sidelines too, that's an irritant to me. That's like smoke to my eyes. I'm just like, the smoke is not getting in my eyes. It's already there. And I'm thinking, why are you sitting there when I'm out on the playing field doing what God called me to do? And you're sitting there like a big oaf, not knowing how to do it or acting like you don't know what God's telling you to do. Would you damn well know what God told you to do? There you go. I said it. You doggone well know. You know. And sometimes God will give us a swift kick to get us off our duffs so that we can get back and get on the stick. And I'm sorry, those were strong words at the end. But you know, we know when God's saying, you darn well know what I told you to do. I love you. I love you. But this is a time now where if we're going to shift this thing over, you've got to deal with you. That's the key. Everybody in America dealing with their heart conditions. Because what you've done is you've gotten into idolatry. And if you know what that scripture says, no drunkard, no idolater, no homosexual, no, and it goes into a litany of different things, will inherit the kingdom of God. Idolatry, let me just stress on that, is when you make an idol out of your gifts, out of your position as a leader, as a follower, and you're entertained by it when it was only given to you as a tool for God to flow through. And I realize, you know, I'm not your traditional speaker. I'm not your traditional leader. And all these people want to make excuses and say, oh, well, you don't talk like I do. You don't act like I do. Well, I hope not. Some of you are in a heck of a mess. But I'll tell you what, I am blessed. Blessed beyond measure. And God is rocking me through this test. And I say that bragging on him because it's not me. But he's sure faithful to me. So I do want to help you, but you have to want to come through. And the reason we're not like the church, I'm not at the church. This isn't a church ministry. This is a training center, by the way. We are a ministry. But I am not a pastor. I'm apostolic, intercessor. And I'm being used by God, hopefully, to help many get set free. So anyway, I love you guys. Go have yourself a great night. I look forward to seeing you on Friday, and we'll continue the conversation then. But until then, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.